一个作者叫做 Samuel Johnson 的一个自传。
But this James Boswell, he records over and over again one day in his life that was most important to him.
那在这里书这本书里面一直不断的记载到说这个作者那有一天跟他父亲钓鱼的这个经验如何对他的一生有深远的影响。
He describes it as most wonderful day.
他那个时候述说是说这他是一个美好的一日。
A day when he went fishing.With his dad.
尤其是那一天他与父亲一起相处一起钓鱼
Later, someone came across James Boswell's father's journal.
那日后呢有人发现了他父亲这个作者父亲的一个日记有这样子的记载
And this is what he wrote. Today, went fishing with my son, a wasted day.
那在父亲的日记里面记载的这样今天我和儿子钓鱼我浪费了一天
This makes me think of the word our time
那这里呢使我想到说我们的时间
Our very presence in the time we spend with our children
我们与孩子的同在跟与孩子在一起相处的时间
It makes me think of the different perspectives that a child has and a father or mother has.
那也使我想到说父母亲的角度来观看这件事还有从孩子的角度来观看。
It makes me think of the word sacrifice.
也使我想到一句话那就是牺牲。
Because even though the father may have thought it was wasted, he did not tell his son, but fished with him anyhow.
虽然在这个父亲的想法里面他觉得他浪费了一天但是他没有告诉他的孩子然后呢这一天却造成他孩子一生很大的一个影响
You know, as parents, as people, we get busy
身为父母亲身为人其实我们都很忙碌
Maybe for mothers, it's career or children
那母亲们面对的常常是我要选择我的事业还是在家带孩子。
For fathers, it's career time with children.
那父亲常常面对的挑战就是我需要花时间在事业上，花时间与我的孩子们相处。
My son's birthday was July 4th.
我自己儿子的生日是国庆日七月四号。
But he was made in Taiwan.
在台湾制造的。
And I was with some friends and I started thinking about my own life and my birthdays.
那我跟了一些朋友相处使我开始想到我自己的生命还有我自己的生日。
And like James Boswell, I can remember one day, special day.
那我就像这一位作家 James Boswell, 我也记得有一天。
Where my father, who was a full-time lineman,
那我的父亲他是一个全职的在电力公司上班。
And after work,be a full-time farmer.
然后呢那他回家以后也是一个全职的农夫。
I was born in October during harvest season.
那我的生日是在十月就是在收割的季节。
And he was always busy.
所以在那个季节里面爸爸总是非常的忙碌。
But I remember one birthday where I got this special toy. It was like a starship and you could put the pieces together.
那我很深深的记得一天就是有一天在我生日的时候我得到一个特别的礼物然后就好像一个太空船一样
But the one thing I remember most is that my father stayed for half an hour to play with me
那在我记忆里面最深刻的印象就是我的父亲花了30分钟的时间陪我玩这个玩具
I'd like us to look, I believe, on the next Luke 18, 15 through 17 talks about children.
一起来看路加福音18章15节到17节关于对孩子。
We'll read this in Chinese, and if you speak English, you can just read it up here.
我们一起用中文来念，那请英文的18章15节到17节。有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣要他摸他们门徒看见就责备那些人耶稣却叫他们来说让小孩子到我这里来不要禁止他们 因为在神国的正是这样的人。我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Of all the great things Jesus had to do,
那神做了很多伟大的事。
Of every purpose that he needed to fulfill,
那他也完成了很多的事。
He stopped.
他停止了。
And he took time for children.
花了一点时间与这些小孩子们相处。
Showing his view and his perspective of time and presence with them.
来向我们显现从他的角度，从他的看法来看如何花时间啊与孩子们相处。
Say his sacrifice.
他也牺牲他忙碌的服事。
And we know later there was a greater sacrifice of his death on the cross.
那我们知道、啊、日后他会有更大的牺牲，就是为我们死在十架上。
He died for them, but also lived for them.
他不只是为了这些小孩子而死，他也为了这些小孩子而活。
Another book I was reading, shared this story.
那我 又读了另外一本书，然后看到了这项故事。
There were two men, a father and a son.
那 有两位男士还有一对父子。
They flew up to Alaska to do some fishing.
他们呢到了阿拉斯加去钓鱼。
They flew in with a pontoon boat and landed.
那他们是坐水飞机去的。
And they tied it to the shore and they began fishing, catching large fish and seeing beautiful scenery.
所以呢飞机停了以后开始钓鱼，然后呢就很享受钓很大的鱼，还有很美丽的风景。
The next day, they did some more fishing and then got ready to take off.
那第二天再钓更多的鱼，然后呢要准备回程。
On the inlet, the water was a bit choppy, but they were able to take off.
那虽然那天的海浪蛮大的，但是他们呢也是就飞上天空了。
When they took off, they found out that one of the pontoons had a puncture and it was filled heavy with water.
但是后来 上空没有多久了以后发觉说那个机架其中一边其实它破掉了，然后有很多的水。
The weight threw them off and they began a circle to slowly head down.
所以呢这个飞机就一直在那边旋转，然后就往下。
They had already traveled 3 to 4 miles.
他们已经在这个时候已经大概飞了三四个公里。
They were out in rough seas already and crashed.
所以在这个时候就坠机。
The water was frigid.
但水呢很汹涌，很冷。
The waves were large.
这个涛对很汹涌。
Soon, the plane went down.
然后就坠机了。
The two men were very strong, and they could swim far enough to shore.
那这机上的两位男士，他们很强壮，所以呢有足够的体力游到岸上。
But the other man and his son, the son was not strong enough.
但是呢，这对父子，尤其孩子只有12岁，所以没有办法。
There was such an undercurrent that kept pulling the son back out.
那在这个海浪当中，也有很多的急流一直在冲击着他们。
The men, two men, made it to shore.
所以两位男士游上岸了。
The last they saw of the son and his father, they saw him arm in arm drifting out to the ocean.
那最后看到这对父子，就是父亲抱着这个孩子，就在海浪飘着飘着就消失了。
The Coast Guard said probably less than an hour, hypothermia took over.
那海岸巡逻警员可能说他们大概只能够维持一个小时。
And of course, the son, 12-year-old son, because of his smaller body mass, probably died in his father's arms.
那、啊、最多他们可能就是因为过冷 就可能这个孩子可能就会死在父亲的怀中。
But the choice was made by the father because the father could have easily abandoned his son and swam to shore.
那在这个时候父亲做了一个很重要的选择，因为他可以选择抛弃他的孩子自己游上岸。
But the choice was to die with his son.
但是他做了一个选择，就是与他的儿子一起。
Many of us fathers in the same way would die for our children.
其实在座身为父亲的，我们可能在座都会做同样一个选择，就是为我们的孩子而死。
But the question comes to us today, if we're willing to die for our children, then why don't we seem to want to live for them today and now?
那但是我们面对的一个问题就是，如果我们愿意为他们而死，为什么我们不多花一点时间与他们同在，为他们而活？
Our time，
我们的时间，
our presence spent with them，
我们与他们同在的时间。
One great word we have in the Bible is sacrifice。
那在圣经里面有一个很伟大的一句话，就是牺牲。
We see John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for another."
约翰福音十五章十三节说到，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的了。
Say, "I sacrifice for my son."
哎，我们也许会说，我常常为我儿子牺牲。
My money，
我的金钱。
Give them a house，
给他们供应他们房子住。
Food，
食物。
A good education，
好的一个教育。
They have it much better than I ever had it。
我供应给他们的环境比我自己成长的环境好的太多了。
And I would say this is true。
我也会同意你的说法。
I would say on their behalf if they've never said it to you。Thank you.
那我也会对你说，如果他们你从未听你的孩子这样子告诉你的话，我要
向你。Thank you for your sacrifice.
谢谢你为他们做的一些牺牲。
But at the same time, in our heart of hearts, we know there's something more.
但是同时在我们的内心深处，我们知道比这个更多的是。
That there's a sacrifice greater than money.
啊，比金钱有比金钱更大的一个牺牲。
Something every child longs for.
每一个孩子都渴望的
，our time，
就是我们的时间
，back up， and our presence，
还有我们与孩子一起的。
In your outline there，
在你
，take it out， and at the very top，
大纲
，our greatest sacrifice is our time and our presence。
可以请你写下，就是我们最大的牺牲，就是我们的时间跟我们与孩子在同在。
It's a difficult life out there.
其实这个生命真的是不简单。
As parents.
尤其身为父母亲。
My son comes to me over and over again and says, Daddy, will you play with me?
我的儿子常常一直来到我的面前说，爸爸，爸爸，可不可以请你跟我一起玩？
My reply is, Son, I'm busy.
我常常跟他说，儿子，我正在忙。
I need to get my work done.
我需要把我的讲道写完。
But at the same time, I must truly ask myself, as you must ask yourself, how much time in your very presence do you give to your children?
但是我时常还是会回想，时常要来检讨说，到底我给孩子多少时间？
James Dobson.
James Dobson.
A Christian psychologist.
他是一个基督徒的心理学家。
Looked at one study when he asked fathers, how much time do you spend with your children?
他引用了一项研究，那这个研究就是来看探讨说，到底父亲们花了多少时间与孩子们相处。
They concluded, about 15 to 20 minutes a day.
他们研究的结果是一天大概花了15至20分钟。
When they looked at the true, if they put a microphone on the fathers and looked at it day by day, they found out it was 37 seconds a day.
但是呢真实的实验结果却是只有37秒钟
of true back and forth interaction
跟孩子之间有直接的互动
and we think about the number of hours 2 to 4 hours they relate with the TV
然后我们再来看到说一般人平均看电视的时间大概是2至4个小时
it's quite a difference
这是一个很大的差异
the famous businessman Lee Iacocca
那一个很有名的事业家利亚·寇格
He makes a statement that says on a person's deathbed they never said I wish I could have spent more time with my company
他很清楚地指出他在他的生命里面他还没有认识任何人他说没有人在临终前会说我希望我可以花更多的时间在我的事业上
Your time
你的时间
It's precious
很宝贵
Your very presence
你的同在
Are you willing to sacrifice these for your children?
你是否愿意为你的孩子来牺牲你的时间跟你的同在？
I like to keep things a little bit practical.
我是一个很实际的人。
So how do we do this? How do we actually give our time, sacrifice our time and our very personal self, our presence, to be with our children and family?
所以我们如何用一点实际的方式来 与我们的家人相处呢？
The first one may be a little scary for some of you.
那第一项对大家可能有一点恐怖。
Camping.
那就是露营。
You can take vacations.
可以一起全家度假。
I read one time an interesting statistic that in America, one quality that they found in families that stay together is camping.
那美国有一项实验，他说这些家庭他们花时间在一起露营的话呢，他们的关系会更和谐。
And the reason is because you're all stuck in the same place.
因为都同样在一个帐篷里面。
A helpful resource is just SouthCarolinaParks.com. They got cabins, $44, air conditioning. Check it out.
所以呢，你可以看到这个网站。如果不喜欢帐篷的话，他们有很多木屋。
Number two, how can we spend our time and our presence with our children? Play games.
第二个就是与孩子们一起玩游戏。
I think Chinese have a difficult concept with this.
那身为中国人，我们可能对这一项比较不习惯。
That's a waste of time.
因为我觉得总是觉得很浪费时间。
You need to be studying.
你需要学习。
Diligent.
很认真。
But what this does is just says to your children, I'm not here for any other reason but to spend time with you.
其实你在跟孩子们玩游戏的当中，其实你对孩子啊所发出来的讯息就是你就是我的重点。
And they love that time with their fathers and mothers.
他们真的是非常喜爱这个时间跟父母亲相处的一
些时间。And it can be very educational.
然后呢，也可以玩一些很具有教育性质的游戏。
Simple games like Uno teach color and numbers.
Uno 的话，我们可以同时学号码跟颜色。
Child gets older, chess can teach strategic.
西洋棋。
Another way that we can spend time and presence with our children is a nightly Bible bonding time.
还有呢，就是每一天晚上上床前有一个一起家庭读经的时间。
During this time, you actually will find your children sharing with you their thoughts that happened during the day.
有些时候在这段时间，你常常会发觉到你的孩子会跟你分享一些他们一天啊当中所遇到的经验。
During this time, you can share with them some of the foundational building thoughts of your own.
你也可以跟他们分享啊一些生命里面宝贵的价值。
And most of all, you can share with them Jesus and how to follow him.
也可以跟他们一起分享耶稣基督在你的生命当中扮演的角色，他们如何也带领他们跟随耶稣。
5 to 10 minutes a day.
5至10分钟一天。
Lasts for a lifetime.
它你会有一生的啊一个怎么讲价值。
Last of all is, oh,Before I forget, this is one example of a book I use with my children.
我给你一个例子，这个是这本书，我是跟着孩我的孩子用的。
Uh-oh, do you see what the girl is doing?
我看到这个小女孩在做什么。
Her mother does not see her, does she?
她的妈妈没有看见她。
You know that because of the way she is watching her mother.
你看她在看妈妈，有没有人在看她？
I can't read all of this, but it's just a very simple way to share with your children.
就是一个很简单的方式来与孩子一起分享。
Another one my son loves is a more of a comic Bible study.
还有漫画圣经。
And he really loves the fighting parts. We have a resource table in the back by that door. Before you leave, if you have small children, teenage children, please stop by and see what kind of resources.You might be able to use with your children.
那在教会后面有一个桌子，我们放了有很多不同的书，还有呢，针对不同的年纪，所以会后请欢迎大家一起去看。
A lot of these are personal, and it's things you have to do on your own.
那这很多事情是你自己要花时间啊，花做一点研究来针对你孩子的需要。
This is what I love about the church, because as a family, if you're a parent and you don't know how to spend time and presence with your children, the church family will help you to do that.
那我也很爱，就是教会家庭也帮助我们啊，如何与自己的家人一起相处。
And we would like to encourage each of you, especially the parents, be more involved here at church as a family and with your children in classroom and special activities.
那我们要在这里特别鼓励在座的父母亲们啊，要来踊跃的参与教会里面的服事，还有不同年纪的这个孩子的服事。
Children are a little bit like this Winnie the Pooh.
小孩子就好像维尼熊。
I remember reading a Winnie the Pooh comic, and it said.
那我记得念了一个关于啊维尼熊的这个漫画，在说。
Little Piglet says, "Pooh."
小猪对维尼说：“维尼呀。”
Pooh says, "What?"
维尼说什么？
Piglet says, "Oh, nothing. Just wanted to know you were there."
小猪对维尼说：“没事，我只是要知道你就在那儿。”
That's our children. They just want to know that your presence is there.
其实这就是我们孩子的心声，他只要知道我们就在那里。
And that's why the annoying phrase daddy, 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 mommy, 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 they want to know you are there.
所以有些时候我们可能对孩子的呼叫很烦，爸爸妈妈，爸爸爸爸爸爸，妈妈妈妈妈妈，他们只是要确认我们就在那里。
A lot of times I look at the Bible, for me it's simple.
很多时候我对圣经的看法就是很简单。
In Exodus chapter 33,
在啊出埃及记
，Moses and God have a big talk.
摩西跟神有一个对话。
And Moses says, "Lord, if your presence does not go with me, do not send myself and your people out from here."
那摩西这个时候对上帝说，主啊，如果你的同在不与我们在一起的话，请你不要差遣我们离开这地。
And then an interesting concept happens after that because he says, God, show me your glory.
然后呢，摩西也要求主说，主啊，请求你向我显现你的荣耀。
And we read the story, we see that God says, you cannot see my face, for if you did, you would die. I will put my hand over you and pass by you.
然后呢，神对他说：“你没有办法看到我的荣耀，因为如果你看到了，你会死。但是我会用我的手遮住，然后穿越过去。”
And I ask myself, why did Moses say that question? Lord, show me your glory.
那我常常会问自己，为什么摩西对上帝提出这样子的要求？主啊，向我显现你的荣耀。
And I think it's as simple as saying, God, I want to know you're there.
我觉得他的同样的道理就是说，主啊，我要知道你与我同在。
Wherever I go, whatever I do in life, I want to know you are there.
不管我今天人在哪里，不管你呼召我做什么，我只要知道你与我同在。
Our children are very similar.
我们的孩子也是同样的心声。
It's interesting that this same Moses earlier on.Before he goes back to the mighty Pharaoh to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
那很精彩的就是说，在摩西去见法老王之前
，he gives a list of excuses of why he cannot go.
他给上帝一连串的借口说，主啊，我为什么不能去见法老王
？I don't speak well.
我口才不好。
They're not going to listen to me.
他们才不会听我的呢。
It's interesting that as parents, sometimes we give excuses.
那身为父母亲，我们也常常有很多的借口。
Many of them are real.
那有这些借口，有些时候真的是很真实。
They're true, very true.
非常的真实。
But we must overcome them.
但是我们必须要克服、战胜这些挣扎。
Who has paper number one?
谁有第一张？
Good, thank you.
Parents say, I am very busy. I don't have time to spend time with my children.
One of our barriers.
这我们中间的障碍，第一个就是时间。
Do we have enough time?
我们有没有足够的时间？
We all have the same amount of time in a day.
我们每一个人都有一天有同样的时间。
It's just determining how we use it.
那我们最大的责任就是如何来运用这些时间。
That's a very difficult decision.
很难的一个抉择。
Number two.
第二。 My English is not good enough. I have difficulties communicating with my children.
Language.
Yes.
Parents, you're in a bit of a difficult situation because you're living a bit in two cultures, two languages.
对，在美国的华人，其实我们面对同样的挑战，就是我们真的是面对两个不同的文化。
And children may say a lot.
那孩子们可能有很多话要说。
But I think either language, they still receive you.
但是不管你用中文或是英文，他们还是会接纳你。
Number four.
第四。Three.
Oh. Hold on. Go ahead. Louder.
We have too much cultural gap.
This is very true also.
这也是很真实的。
Parents and children.
孩子跟父母跟孩子之间。
But so many times we focus on that very large gap we got across that we never take the first step.
但是呢，在面对这个文化代沟的时候，有些时候我们把注意力放在我们的问题上面，所以我们永远没有办法踏出去那第一步。
Many times children love their identity and their culture.
很多的孩子们其实很以他们自己的文化为荣。
They're just a little confused of how to put it all together right now.
但是在这个多元化的这个大环境当中，他们有一些时候挣扎如何把它活出来，他们真正的这个自我价值。
And I would encourage you parents, instead of looking at the large gap, look at the little steps, the connections that you do have with your children.
所以我们不要把注意力放在这些代沟或者这些隔阂上面，而是放在一些如何使我们跟孩子们自己可以连接的地方，正面的来面对。
Number five.
第五。I can't teach my children.
I can't teach them.
我没有办法教他们。
A lot of times we have so many kids right now. Where are all of our small kids?
我们现在小小孩都在哪里？
They're not here.
没有在这里。
Where are they at?
他们在哪里？
They're over there and someone's teaching them.
那在主日学，那有很多老师在教导他们。
Someone has a large responsibility.
所以有很多的姐妹，她们担当了这重大的责任。
And many times these barriers stop us from going over there to help teach our most precious children.
那我们因为有这些隔阂，也停止我们，阻止我们过去参与来帮助我们自己的孩子。
It might be true, teaching is difficult.
那当然，不是每一个人都可以教。
But I believe everyone in the world has something to teach.
但是我也相信，在世上的每一个人，我们都有一些东西我们可以教出去。
And the nice part, you may not even have to teach. You just need to assist.
那在主日学的事工上面，其实你也不用直接的参与教导，你就可以做助教老师。
It's very safe.
很安全的。
Number 12.
If I want to have an influence in my child's life, it is too late now.
A lot of times as our children grow, we say, it's too late.
很多时候父母亲会觉得说太迟了。
Have hope.
你要有盼望。
It's never too late.
永远不会太迟。
It might just take a little bit more work.
只会需要更多一点的努力。
Your time.
你的时间。
Your presence.
你与孩子之间的同在。
Your children want it and they need it.
你的孩子们非常的需要。
Now you notice here it's 1, 2, 4, 6, 12.
看到我的号码是一二四六十二。
In the back, there's a paper.
那在后面还有一项这个纸。
And we list more reasons or barriers that possibly can come up, and then how to answer those.
所以如果呢，你要了解更多的哪一些隔阂，然后如何来战胜他们，你可以。
So over in that corner with the resources and book is a paper I'd like you to pick up, especially if you're a parent.
聚会完之后，做父母亲的可以去拿。
Also in the back on that paper are reasons why it's important for parents to be part of their child's life.
那在这个同样一张纸上面也告诉我们为什么父母亲有多深远的重要来参与孩子们的生命。
Today we don't have all the time to list them, but on the paper there are.
我们今天没有多余的时间，但是那个纸有更详细的记载。
You're the most influential person in their life. parents.
父母亲，你是孩子们生命当中最具有影响力的人。
Ah, no, I'm not. The TV is.
你可能会觉得说，不是我，是电视。
No, you really are.
你真的是孩子们生命当中最具有影响力的人。
Number two, everyone needs love, especially children.
那每一个人都需要爱，尤其孩子们。
They need a verbal love.
他们需要你语言的鼓励。
Verbal love could be just you listening to them.
那这个语言的鼓励有些时候就只是花时间倾听他们。
Could be encouragement.
鼓励他们。
It could be correction.
甚至纠正他们。
All those are verbal love.
这些都是语言的爱。
A relational love.
还有关系上的爱。
An intimacy.
啊，一个亲密的关系。
Children need economical love, provision.
还有金钱上的需要。
Children need a physical love.
他们更需要身体上的啊，这个触摸。
Touch, yeah. And what, one thing, do you remember Dr. Kwok's message about the six A's?
大家还记不记得郭教授对我们讲的这个在做父母亲的六项 A?
One A was affection.
第一个就是一个啊，这个 affection.爱的表达。
He about had me in tears.
听到他的故事以后，我差点都已经流泪了。
Because he was talking about baby monkeys.
他那个时候谈到。
Do you remember?
猴子小时候 baby 的时候。
The mother was taken away from the baby monkey.
他们做了一项试验，就是呢啊，猴子生出来了以后，他们与父母亲离开。
And two stuffed or fake monkey examples were brought in.
放了两只这个假的猴子。
One was very soft and furry.
一个猴子有软毛。
And the other one had basically bottles to feed them with milk.
另外一个猴子坐在一边，它只有奶头，所以呢，这个小猴子可以来吸奶。
They saw that the baby monkey spent most of its time with the soft furry one.
那研究显现出，这个小猴子它都会在这个有软毛、很温暖的这个假猴子这里。
They saw that when the one with the milk bottles was taken away, the baby monkey was a little bit malnutritioned, but was okay.
所以当他们把这个有奶头的这个假猴子挪开的时候，虽然这个小猴子它比较营养不良，但是它大致上情况还好。
But when the furry, soft furry one was taken away,
但是当他们把这个软毛温暖的这个假猴子拿开的时候，
what happened?The monkey died.
这个小猴子不久就死了。
Affection.
所以孩子们需要我们爱的接触。
Your touch, parents.
父母亲，你对孩子们之间的接触。
You are important. You are the main source of love to your child.
你对孩子们有深远的影响力，因为你是他们主要爱的来源。
And it's never too late.
永远不会太迟来向他们显现你对他们的爱。
You are your child's coverage.
你也是孩子的遮盖。
We read that together.
我们一起来念《生命记》六章六至九节。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来。都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Coverage for parents is like us taking an umbrella and holding it over our children.
那这个属灵的遮盖就好像你撑了一把伞，然后呢，你呢成为孩子生命当中的一个遮盖。
And we protect them in many different ways. We cover them in many different ways.
那我们在这个遮盖下保护他们，有不同的方式保护他们，有不同的方式遮盖着他们。
We cover them as a leader and authority to guide and direct them.
我们身为他们属灵的权柄啊，他们的领导。
They don't like it.
他们有些时候不喜欢。
But that's your job, parents.
但是这是父母亲的责任。
Number two, protection.
然后呢，我们成为他们的保护。
There's a lot out there.
在世上，我们面临很多的试探。
And I'll guarantee you, Satan does not mind to use everything to attack you and your children and your family.
那撒旦会用各种 不同的方式来、啊、攻击我们，来夺取我们最宝贵的人。
We cover them by intercessory or being a prayer warrior for our children.
那我们成为孩子们的遮盖，也是为他们代祷，为他们征战。
When's the last time you interceded for or really prayed for your children?
什么时候最后一次你对孩为孩子真正代祷征战的时候是什么时候？
We should be doing it on a regular basis.
我们应该、啊、不定期定期的这样子做。
Last of all, you are their preparer, their teacher, and their example.
身为父母，我们也是在预备我们的孩子，我们教导他们，我们成为他们生命中的一个例范。
You cover them when you teach them.
当你遮盖他们的时候，就是你教导他们。
Let's read those in Chinese.
让我们一起来念这些经节。
Proverbs 22:6.
使徒行传十六章三十一节。箴言六。二十二章六节，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Ephesians 6:4.
以弗所书六章四节，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Last of all, we finish with the practical.
最后。
How can you as parents get involved with your children here at church?
那在现在在教会当中，父母亲有哪些方式能够来参与，能够来、啊、保守你的孩子呢？
Might be surprising to you, but the number one way is giving rides.
现在教会有一个很大的需要，就是呢，愿意、啊、供应孩子们这个接他们车子，用车子接载他们。
If they're not here, they can't be a part of church.
因为如果他们没有办法来到教会，他们没有办法成为教会的一份子。
Another way you can get involved is giving rides and having a connection time with them.
所以呢，透过接载孩子们，也跟孩子有一些亲子的时间。
This is the best way to connect men with men, sons with fathers.
那尤其在这段时间短短的车程，其实跟、啊、爸爸跟儿子们之间有直接的这些亲子关系。
Side by side.
坐在旁边。
How you doing, son?
儿子啊，你好吗？
Pretty good.
我很好。
All right. How was your date?
你昨天约会如何？
You don't have to look at each other.
你不用面对着彼此。
If there's tears, if there's weird expressions, you don't look at each other. You just talk.
所以呢，因为不用面对面，所以你不用觉得
connect.
啊，很有
giving rides reaches out.
还有呢，其实你在他们的时候，其实你也在、更认识其他的孩子们。
How many of you know a child or a mother or father who does not come to church?
在座有哪些人知道在哥伦比亚有哪些华人，他们的孩子来到教会，但是父母亲没有来？
One Chinese child that does not come to church. Raise your hand if you know someone.
孩子啊，他没有来教会的。
Wow.No one knows a Chinese child who does not come to church. Okay, I know some. I've only been here for 3 months. This way, you can, why don't they come? I bet you if you offered them a ride on a regular basis, they would come.
我觉得这些小孩子没有办法来，可能他们跟教会没有直接没有一个管道可以接触教会，所以我们如果愿意带他们来到教会的话，相信有更多的孩子能够
来。Would you be willing to sacrifice that?
所以你愿意做这个牺牲吗
？To bring someone to know Jesus.
啊，能够成为一个管道，使神能够用你来啊，使另外一个孩子能够来认识耶稣。
If you think about getting involved, we're going to have a rotating system. You're not going to be, oh, I would like to help teach children. Now you're stuck over there for like 2 years.
那我们也开始要有一些、一些事工，那希望大家更多的人参与，我们就能够轮流。所以呢，
no.
不会只有一个老师就在每次去教孩子们就在那里就两年就没有办法再回来参与。
We switch on and off.
敬拜。
Okay.You can be an assistant in the classroom.
也可以成为教室里面的助教。
Provide snacks.
啊，供应一些点心。
Small group leader.
小组长，小组长。
Most of all, pray.
最大的支持也是祷告。
We conclude with this simple: your time.
所以我们结论是你的时间。
Your presence.
你的同在。
your family and your children?
你的家庭，你的孩子。
Will you sacrifice for them?
你是否愿意为你的孩子来牺牲？
We're going to have a song now, and I'd like you to think about these questions, and I'd also like you to prepare your heart as we get ready to take communion.
在一下敬拜赞美的时间，我们一起来思考这些问题，也来预备我们的心来领圣餐。
敬拜团会献一首诗歌，这首诗歌是从我们诗歌本的126首，我曾舍命为你。Now the worship team would like to present a song.
This song is from hymn 126, I gave my life for thee.